USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In what many are calling must-see TV, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and one of his accusers will be testifying today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford will testify separately about Ford's allegations that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers in the early 1980s. Kavanaugh strongly denying Ford's and other women's allegations against him. President Trump was going to be meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today, possibly to fire him, but now it looks like that meeting won't happen. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he'd support the firing of Rosenstein.
Do we really want in this country the guy who is, in effect, running the Justice Department, talking about recording the Commander-in-Chief's conversations? Even if it's done in jest, it shouldn't be done in jest. It shouldn't be done at all.
This is USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
At CDW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CDW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Google.
President Trump downplaying the laughter that he received when he addressed the UN General Assembly earlier this week. He was boasting about his administration's accomplishments at the time.
They weren't laughing at me. They were laughing with me. We had fun. That was not laughing at me.
Trump using the opportunity to say that reports they were laughing at him are another case of fake news. President Trump saying he rejected a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the United Nations. Speaking in New York yesterday, he said he's still very unhappy about the ongoing trade dispute with Canada. A South Carolina town's on the edge over concerns about flooding from long-gone Hurricane Florence. People in Georgetown have been bracing all week for the rivers to crest and wash them out, but the floodwaters haven't come yet. People being warned, though, it could still happen in the next couple of days. As expected, the Fed raised a key interest rate yesterday by a quarter point. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
6 weeks before the midterm elections, and voter enthusiasm is at its highest level for a midterm in more than two decades, according to the Pew Research Center study that finds 72% of registered voters say that which party will control Congress is going to be a factor in their votes. Democrats holding a 10-point lead over Republicans overall on a generic ballot. If the election were today, 52% of registered voters in this survey say they would vote for the Democrat, 42% saying they would vote for the Republican. Two-thirds of Democratic voters say they're more enthusiastic than usual about voting. The number is about 59% for Republicans. Uber is paying $148 million to settle a 2016 data breach. The national settlement was announced yesterday by California's Attorney General and the San Francisco DA. They say California is getting 18% of it, or $26 million of that total. Uber waited a year to report the hack, which exposed the personal information of 57 million customers and drivers over several states. The delay violated California law requiring immediate notification, and when it took action, the other states signed on to the lawsuit. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.